broadcasting from your favorite breakfast spot. You're listening to the Brown Roofing Melissa in the Morning Diner Tour on WICC 695.9, the voice of Connecticut.
I understand why he didn't bring a sledgehammer, although I would have allowed it even at the diner. We are welcoming to the show Billy Richmond, who is the owner of Explicitly Broken Rage Rooms.
That's it.
I did it. I nailed it.
You absolutely sounded it out right.
I think you spoke, and that was really good. Billy, I have been so excited to meet you way before the diner tour. I have been wanting to check out your rage rooms since you opened, what, a couple years ago?
Yeah, we just hit 2 years last
Congratulations.
Month. Congratulations. Thank you.
Tell us what a rage room is for people who don't know.
Well, a rage room, the short and sweet is, you come in, I put you in safety gear, you break a bunch of stuff.
I love that.
I guess the professional way of saying it is we provide a safe and, I don't know. You come break stuff. I clean up the mess.
Yeah. How long does it take you to break up that mess? Because full disclosure, our morning reporter, John, was with his girlfriend at your rage room weeks back. Yes.
Cool.
And he showed us a little bit of the video. He wrecked stuff. Tell you. It was. I was like, bro. if you think you're stressed, man, holy moly. How long does it take you to clean up and revamp those rooms every single time they get wrecked?
So we have two rooms. We do one room at a time. So while one room's going, I'm shoveling out, setting up the next room, all that. We book the sessions 30 minutes apart. If I'm hustling, I'll get the room cleaned out and set up in like 10, 15 minutes.
Wow. Yeah. You're efficient, my guy.
I am very efficient.
How do you even train to do that? See, I'm fascinated. I knew I would just like go into all these different avenues because I think it's such a great concept. First of all, I think rage rooms have become more popular in recent years. I don't know why. I'm not sure from your professional standpoint why you think they've become so popular.
I don't know. We kind of took over.
Yeah, you did.
So we try to give an experience that's more than just breaking stuff. We try to cater it to you.
How so?
Well, that's why we only do the one session at a time. So if there's specific music you wanted to hear, you know, for example, we had two sisters breaking stuff to the Muppets theme. You know, dun, 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 dun.
I kind of love that.
Yeah. Oh, it was great. It was a trip watching them because we play the sessions live on the TV as they're happening.
Oh, that's awesome.
That's the other nice thing with only doing one session at a time. It's
right.
Catered to you. So if you come in with your girlfriends while they're waiting for their turn, they're watching you, encouraging you. And like I said, with the music, you know, we had the sisters breaking stuff to Muppets theme. And we've had the Yale Orchestra in there breaking stuff to classical.
Now, wait, I love this vibe.
Oh, yeah. It's wild.
This vibe.
It's
That's
wild.
So funny.
Healthcare customers are the best. We've had...
I'm sure.
We've had residents from, I don't know if I could say it, but Yale Neuro.
Okay.
And then, I don't have to follow HIPAA. But,
well, because it's not. You're not doing anything bad. You're going in there and you're letting off steam. That's what you're doing. It's the same as going home and punching your pillow. It's the same sort of thing, except you actually get to break stuff and then you don't have to worry about fixing it.
Well, one thing I do say is, we don't claim to cure, fix, prevent, or make anything better or make anything worse.
Right.
We're just here to provide a service. If you say, you know, you feel lighter after... that's awesome.
Right.
You know, we've never had anybody leave upset, anything like that. Everybody's always leaving.
Right.
Leaving smiling. We've got, almost 950 5-star reviews in the 2 years we've been open.
Wow. So, that is nothing to scoff at, Billy. That's pretty impressive.
We're doing the best we can.
Okay, so I want to pre-experience, if you will, because I've been wanting to sign up to do a rage room.
Okay.
I'm telling you, Billy, let me say, working in the news industry, raising a kid, the whole world, everything going on, I'd like a rage room once or 500 times.
I got you.
So tell me what that experience is like. I come to your store. What happens? Or your business?
All right. We prefer you book everything online ahead of time on our website, explicitlybroken.com.
Okay.
On the website, it's got, right on the homepage, you just scroll down, it's got descriptions and prices of all the packages.
Okay.
When you click book, it'll pull up a calendar with whatever time slots we have available. Book, pay, and I'm ready when you get there. Now, when you get there,
yes.
If we're chit-chatting and I get a little vibe about you. Like, oh, you're in broadcasting.
Yeah.
Hold on. Hold
so you've
on.
Got let my me, vibe. Okay.
Let me see if I could add to it. I do. So say I got an old board in the back. You know, I'll set up a laptop and a mixing board and speakers. We had a kid shoot a video. I found an old reel-to-reel recording, you know, and I didn't have any tape for it. So what I did was I took a VHS tape and I ripped it apart and I threw it all over the place.
Oh, that's so neat.
It was cool. And I set up a speaker. I gave him a little guitar to smash. He smashed the TV with it. It was fun.
Where do you get the stuff?
Oh, that's a full-time job in itself.
Right? I mean, that's because that's the other thing that blows my mind is that you have to literally reset a room that's you can't reuse that stuff.
Some stuff.
Really?
You know, a lot. Well, I like to put kids' toys in there because we try to cater more towards the parents than the kids.
Fair. Understand.
Although sometimes the kids listen better than the parents.
I would imagine that's true. Yes.
But
my 7-year-old will tell you that's absolutely true.
Okay, so that's more info right there. You get a 7-year-old.
Yes.
Okay, let me go find this Fisher Price toy that you could just beat the hell out of because can I say that?
Yeah, you're good.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, that's your good.
So yeah, you go in there and just beat it. A lot of the kids'
that's
toys
amazing.
Are so durable. I leave the leftover stuff in there too. Why somebody else paid for it, why throw it away so you guys could break it more.
Wow.
But yeah, like I said, I try to cater it. If I know you're a parent, we also have a thing if you bring in a picture, up to 5 pictures, you bring in a picture, I'll give you a frame.
Oh my gosh, that's so cool.
Yeah.
That is so cool.
Or we could tape it on bottles, put it on dishes, I'll give you a Sharpie. You
listen to me, that's
stuff.
So cool. I'm like, oh, fantastic. But I do think, bar anything, because I am, you know, I am a Christian. I try to be kind to everybody. But, you know, sometimes you got to let off some steam.
Yeah,
and I think that there's something safe about a rage room. Well, they really have become all the rage, no pun intended. Honestly.
Oh, that was absolutely a pun. You
a pun intended,
you
yes.
know it and I know
I mean,
it.
Listen, I've been working in journalism for a very long time. A very long time.
Well,
really,
I'm going to corrupt you.
Yes, perfect. I love that for me. I love that for me. And I think this is such a cool opportunity for people. So what is your website one more time if people want to book an appointment?
Our website is explicitlybroken.com.
Okay.
Sound it out if you're not sure.
Explicitly.
I still have.
Explicitly. No,
yep,
I had
that.
To practice it so
yep.
many times. Explicitly.
Explicitly.
Broken. That's amazing, and I cannot wait to experience a rage room.
Yeah.
I'm very, very excited, Billy. I'm so glad I
Good.
Got to meet you.
Yeah. I actually, when I leave here, as soon as I leave here, I have to go unload a bunch of furniture that's in the back of the van now, and then I got to wait.
Where is
I'm
your
looking
van?
Around.
Where's
oh,
your
my
van?
My van's around the back.
Oh, dang. I can't see it. All
That's,
right, fine.
It's just a big white creeper van.
With a bunch of stuff in it.
Bunch of stuff.
Okay.
A couple big dressers and, yeah.
I was going to say, we're doing bulk trash pickup in
Where?
Our city, in Milford.
Okay.
And I have
when?
Right now in the, well, they're not going to pick up my stuff, I think, until Thursday. So tomorrow. I have a round, like, wooden table with a glass frame on top that's
okay.
just sitting at the bottom of my driveway right now to get picked up.
Yeah, yeah.
Would
give
you like it?
Yeah, give me the info after.
I will.
So you don't have to,
when we get off the air, I'm going to give you my info, and if you would like it, you can have it.
Yeah, totally.
Oh, yeah, totally. I got you.
So their bulk trash is just ending?
I mean, no.
Cool.
Tomorrow, I think, is the big pickup for most of, I'll show you the section of Milford.
Yeah.
There's stuff.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Woodmont not too long ago.
There you go.
Yeah.
Yeah. So now it's my section, if you will. I'll give you my section. There's a ton
totally.
Of stuff right now.
Yep. Appreciate you.
Yeah. I appreciate you, Billy. Really. I truly do. I can't wait to come and experience Explicitly Broken Rage Room. And we will give you the website if you want to book an appointment today on Billy's podcast at voiceofct.com. Billy Richman, thank you so much.
You're very welcome, Melissa. Thank you for having me. And
Absolutely.
We will see you soon.
Yeah. I'm a book an appointment sooner rather than later. That's for sure. We are going to be right back with the Brown Roofing Melissa in the Morning Diner Tour. We're at stop number 4 here at the Valley Diner in Derby.